WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Reeling, stop me from believing.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badger Small Conference clash between the Baraboo Thunderbirds and their guests, the Portage Warriors. I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. Thrilled to be bringing you tonight's boys basketball game, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM radio, watching on the NFHS network, or perhaps following us wherever you might be worldwide on the Civic Media mobile app. You can hear the Baraboo High School pep band jamming. John Gunnell, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm looking forward to this rivalry matchup.
An old school rivalry matchup. You know, John, when I hear about the Baraboo High School moving to the Badger Large next season, it makes me mourn these potentially lost rivalry matchups. If we're not going to be playing Sauk and Reedsburg and Portage regularly, what are we going
to
do?
You know, to be honest with you, that kind of bums me out.
I
miss those, you know. Well, I don't miss them yet, but I will miss those matchups. But I'm sure they're going to be on the non-conference schedule. It's not the same thing.
You would hope. Yeah, they'd make some efforts to move them in. But for folks who might not have heard this, it looks like the Thunderbirds are going to move to the Badger Large next year. They're going to flip-flop with Fort Atkinson to make Baraboo the smallest school in the Badger Large and make Fort Atkinson the largest school in the Badger Small, if you can follow all that, based on enrollment. And for Baraboo High School, of course, getting jerked around with conference alignments is nothing new. We saw the football team get shipped out to the Mississippi Valley 2 years ago. We've seen Baraboo in the Badger West, the Badger East, the Badger Small, and now the Badger Large. And, of course, you and I remember the old South Central Conference days.
Oh, yeah. When I first started here in Baraboo, that was the South Central Conference. And, you know, we still see some of those teams occasionally, but it's just not the same thing.
For sure. Well, I started off on a tangent. We got about 2 minutes to go to tip-off. We should let you know that the Thunderbirds come in with a record of 10-6. They're 5-2 in the Badger Small. Now, they did have their seven-game winning streak snapped in the Badger Challenge last weekend when they fell to Beaver Dam 76-52. The Warriors come in at 1-11 overall, 0-7 in conference play under their new coach Caleb Borer. The Warriors come in averaging just shy of 57 points a game. Now, the records would seem to indicate that the Warriors are having a tough year.
You know, on paper, you look at the matchup and you go, oh, you know, maybe this is one that you can put in the Baraboo win column. But, you know, with these kind of rivalry games, I think you kind of throw the records out and you just hope for the best.
You never know. And a season ago, the Thunderbirds did win both of these matchups. They won 56-43 at home, and then they won 65-47 at Portage. That would seem to bode well as well. But as John just said, with like they always say, you throw out the records with the rivalries.
But, you know, I've been impressed with this Thunderbird team and just how they've grown throughout the course of the season, and they've come together. We've talked about it a lot. They graduated 11 kids a year old. That's a big chunk of your roster.
Sure is.
So you're going to bring kids up who maybe don't have as much varsity experience, and they really are starting to click, and they're fun to watch.
No doubt. We thought this might be a bit of a down year for the T-Birds, given all the experience they lost, but they've been red hot. Now, granted, they've had a lot of tight wins, but they're wins nonetheless. Coming into tonight's game, Portage's leading scorer is Elias Vera. He averages just short of 14 points a game. He's followed by Aiden Warfield at 12.6 points per game and Donovan Navone at 8.7 a game. The T-Birds are led in scoring by Carter Rivas at 12 points a game, followed by Dan Olson just shy of 11 points a game and the point guard Alex Hannigan at 10.3 points per game.
Well, I tell you, Alex is a kid that contributes in so many ways, and some of them wind up being in the scorebook and some don't. There are things
right.
that you don't really necessarily notice if you're not at the games, but he really is a leader on this team, and they've got really good senior leadership this year. I think that's helped that team gel.
No doubt. We see Alex leads the Thunderbirds in assists with 5.4, and of course that does show up in the stats, but we see again and again his gift for penetration allows him to kick out to wide-open three-point shooters, and it's creates opportunities for his teammates. As the teams are lined up on the court preparing for the national anthem, we will turn things over to the Baraboo High School pep band. We are just moments away from tip-off, and as they announce the starting lineups down here on the floor at Baraboo High School, I'll turn things over to John Gunnell for tonight's starting lineups.
Well, first for the visitors from Portage, they're led into battle tonight by David Nadolski, a 5'9" senior. Also in the starting lineup is Elias Vera, a 6'3" senior. Aiden Warfield, a 6'4" senior. Michael Knockreiner, a 6'3" junior. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Warriors is Brody Kayarts, a 6'2" junior. The Thunderbirds are led into battle tonight by their leading scorer, Carter Rivas, a 5'11" sophomore. Alex Hannigan, a 6'2" senior. Bear LeFevre, a 6'2" junior. Dan Olson, a 6'4" senior. And rounding up the starting lineup for the Thunderbirds is Brady Bauer, a 6'2" freshman.
And we've seen Coach Fish alter the starting lineup, but we've got a lot of familiar faces taken to the floor to start here tonight.
Yeah, you know, and all of these kids, they do a nice job of rotating and getting a lot of kids playing time. And as the season goes on, that really pays off because you get kids who have experience on the floor. And sometimes they got to come in and fill a spot because of foul trouble or an injury. And having that experience is very, very valuable.
Both teams get ready to jump center. It'll be Dan Olson for the T-Birds and Michael Knockreiner for the Warriors. Thanks for joining us tonight at Baraboo High School. There's the tip. It's in the air from Olson to Alex Hannigan, and the Thunderbirds will start with the basketball.
I was a little worried that big white tuba was going to obscure my vision.
Yeah, we can't. Don't they know the broadcasters come first? Hannigan on the drive, trying to score through traffic, misses. Olson tips around an offensive rebound. Ball is loose. Carter Rivas comes up with it, kicks it out to Brady Bauer. There's a three from the left corner, short off the rim, but he gets his own rebound. Put back, blocked, but they're going to get a foul. The freshman will head to the line with a chance to score the game's first points. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined alongside the big gun, John Gunnell, here for tonight's Badger Small rivalry matchup. Bauer's first free throw is good, and the Thunderbirds strike first. Bauer, a freshman on varsity this season, we've seen him come off the bench. We've also seen him get some starts, as he is tonight.
He's put in some quality minutes for the Thunderbirds here this
second
part of the
free
season.
Throw off the mark, rebounded by the Warriors. That was Key Arts on the rebound, and here comes Portage. Shot attempt no good for Warfield, but he gets his own rebound. Warriors are going to get a reload. Vera's got it. He's trapped. Finds a teammate. Double team on the low block. Nadolski, but he kicks it out. Vera for three from the left wing. It's around and out, no good. But another rebound. That's Knockreiner with another putback, and Portage gets yet another reload. Thunderbirds need to grab a rebound. Michael Knockreiner knocks down a jumper from 17 feet.
Well, you give them enough opportunities, eventually they're going to knock one down.
Thunderbirds seeing if they can answer. Their first deficit of the night, trailing 2-1. Hannigan looking to drive baseline. Kicks out to Bauer, swings it over to Rivas. There's a three from the right wing. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Vera, and here comes Portage.
Both teams defensively come out with man-to-man defense.
Thunderbirds wearing their home whites. Warriors in their road blacks. And there's a steal. Bear LeFevre with active hands. Picks the pocket. Gets it to Hannigan, who's going to score in transition and draw the foul. An and-one opportunity for Alex Hannigan.
That was not an easy layup there for Alex on the left-hand side of the basket. And a little contact there, but he followed through and finished. And now he gets a chance for the extra bonus point.
Our first substitution of the night, Isaiah Romano-Thompson checks in, replacing Bear LeFevre. Coach Fish going a little larger here with his first sub. Last time we saw the Thunderbirds in action for a broadcast, Romano Thompson was out. Good to see him back in uniform. Hannigan misses the free throw. Ball's tipped around, and Hannigan and Romano Thompson come away with the loose ball. They'll get it to Hannigan. Thunderbirds are going to get another opportunity. They already have 2 points on this trip down the floor, looking to add a couple more. Rivas drives. Steal by Vera. Here comes Portage. Looking to penetrate. Gets to the rim. Shoots. Misses, but draws a foul. They're going to get Romano Thompson.
So for Isaiah, that'll be his first, team first overall.
In the early going here, it's Portage 3, Baraboo 2. The Warriors are going to get a chance to add to their lead here. Their leading scorer, Elias Vera at the line, misses the first, a little short off the front rim. mentioned in the pregame, he comes in averaging just shy of 14 points a game. Also leads the team in assists, just under 2 assists per game. His second free throw in the air. That's off the bracket, no good. Dan Olsen grabs the rebound. Thunderbird ball. Kicking it up court. Romano Thompson on the drive. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Hannigan passes up the three, looking to penetrate through traffic. Draws a foul. And they're going to give him a shooting foul on that. We're going to have 2 more free throws coming up for Alex Hannigan.
Alex doing a nice job there being aggressive. He did pass up a shot. Had an open look at the basket, but, you know, it's easier when you're 2 feet away than when you're 12 feet
well,
away.
Well, and that's how Alex rolls. We often see him pass up that three and trying to get to the rim. First free throw, it bounces in. So Hannigan's got 3 pending the next free throw. We are all tied at 3. 16 minutes to go, first half. Second free throw from Hannigan is a swish. T-Birds have regained the lead. Elias Vera dribbles it up, crosses the timeline for Portage. That's a handoff to Nadalski, and there's a steal. Carter Rivas smacked it free. Ball's loose. Romano Thompson's got it. He's going to get tied up as he's wriggling on the floor with the ball there. Possession arrow. We'll keep it here.
Boy, and had that been Portage. A clean steal there, I think Baraba would have had an easy layup because Hannigan released right away.
Potential run out. Absolutely. It'll be the Warriors instead inbounding from the end line. Firing it in is K-Arts. Warfield looking for a little space. Nice pass on a backdoor cut to Nadalski. He in turn makes a sweet dish right back to Nockreiner, who hits a 8-foot baseline jumper.
And 4 points now for Nockreiner.
Tied at 5. Handing it at the controls for Thunderbirds. He's looking to go all the way. He gets to the right block. Draws a foul. And Warriors are having trouble containing Alex Hannigan. Sending him to the line for the 3rd time already. And just 2.5 minutes of play.
Alex, 2 out of 3 so far from the charity stripe.
In response, looks like Donovan Devone is going to check in for the Warriors. Hannigan swishes the first free throw. Devone replaces Nadalski. Second free throw in the air for Hannigan, and that's good as well. He's going to put John Gunnell to work on the percentages.
Well, he's 4 out of 5. I can do that one.
On the other end, Vera with a nice looking drive, but it's just a little too strong off the glass. It lips off the front rim. Hannigan was looking to push, but his pass is tipped and stolen by Portage. Warfield's got it.
Clean 80% there.
Clean 80%. He is the educator in this tandem, folks, in case you couldn't tell.
Carry the 2.
He doesn't even have his shoes off. This is an incredible performance. Portage basketball. They trail by 3 here at Baraboo High School. Warfield hands to Navone. Navone looking to drive, but he took a few steps. That's a traveling violation and a turnover for Portage.
Carter Rivas that time doing a nice job of applying pressure but keeping his hands back and led to the turnover.
Baraboo basketball. Hannigan's going to walk it up. Crosses the division line. Thunderbirds get a 3-point look for Rivas. Left wing, and that's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas for 3. And on the other end, a steal. Dan Olsen comes away with the loose ball. He finds Hannigan. Hannigan's going to fire for 3. A little long off the rim, and Portage grabs the rebound. That's Vera with the rebound, and he's going to kick it up court. Warfield, he's going to fire for 3. Left wing, that's off the back iron. No good. Navone pulls down a strong rebound. Looking to go up. Shot attempt is missed. Grabs his own rebound. Now he's tied up by Carter Rivas. A nice bit of defense. That'll be a held ball. They're going to send that to Baraboo. Substitution for Portage. Max Kreisinger checks in.
You know, if we're going to nitpick a little bit here, the Thunderbirds have given up a lot of offensive rebounds to Portage here in the early going.
No doubt. Bear Lefevre returns. He replaces Brady Bauer. He's going to get his first rest. Thunderbird basketball. They lead 10-4 here in the early going over Portage. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell with you from Baraboo High School. Carter Rivas looks to penetrate instead, kicks it out to Hannigan. Hannigan's going to dribble it out to the T-Bird logo and start it over. Hannigan kicks out to Rivas. 3 ball, right wing. Little strong. Romano Thompson with an outstanding rebound, but the ball is poked away and stolen by the Warriors. K-Arts comes away with it. And Hannigan there that pokes it free from the dribble of Vera. And now we've got another held ball. This one is going to stay with Portage. Active hands, both teams defensively here in the early going. 13:31 to go. Baraboo 10, Portage 4. These two teams played twice last year, with the Thunderbirds winning both meetings. Warriors looking to drive. That's K-Arts. Stops and pops. 7 feet, no good. Loose ball's tipped around. Bear Lefevre's got it and draws a foul in the backcourt. They're going to get Kreisiger for that one. And the Warriors have worked themselves into a bit of a foul issue here early in the first half.
It's already their fifth team foul.
Johnny Moon checks in for the Thunderbirds. We're playing Carter Rivas. And Coach Bohr is going to go to his bench as well. He's going to send Aiden Warfield back in to replace K-Arts. Baraboo basketball leading by 6. Hannigan kicks out to Ronald Thompson. He wants to drive in the lane. Shot attempt no good. Navone comes away with the rebound. But the ball is tipped away. Ronald Thompson got it to Lefevre. Now it's back to Ronald Thompson. He wants to go all the way to the cup, and he'll score off the glass. Isaiah Romano Thompson for 2. 12-4 Thunderbirds. On the other end, they're going to get Hannigan for a foul here. He was trying to tie up Michael Knockreiner on the right block, but committed a foul in the process.
So that'll be the first for Alex, second overall for the Thunderbirds.
Warriors are going to inbound from the end line. They need a spark, trailing by 8.
I say they don't.
Inbound goes to Warfield, kicks it back out. And the Warriors are going to set up their half-court offense. Navone's going to fire a long 3 from the left wing. No good. Olsen with the rebound. Quick pitch to Hannigan. Hannigan wants to penetrate. Fair amount of contact there. No foul that time. Hannigan's had good success drawing the foul call. Not that time. It'll be Baraboo ball, though, out of bounds at the end line. Hannigan at the controls here, looking for an inbound target. He finds Olsen. Olsen, left-handed shot off the glass is good. Dan Olsen comes in averaging just shy of 11 a game. He scored 12 points in the game versus the Warriors here last season.
Double-digit lead now for the Thunderbirds.
Portage looking for an answer. Trailing by 10. To the right block. That's Knockreiner. A nice little left-handed flip is no good. Olsen grabs the rebound. He finds John Moon. Bear Lefevre's got an open look for a 3. Left wing. That's a Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Bear Lefevre for 3. 17-4 Thunderbirds.
You know, and it could be a lot more because there were a couple of possessions there, consecutive ones, where we didn't get any points. And nice start now for the Thunderbirds here.
Certainly is. And Coach Bohr wants to take a timeout and talk things over. This is a 30-second timeout. It gives us time to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. Well, partner, Coach Fish has to be pleased at this start.
You got a 13-point lead right now, and the defense has looked real well, and we're doing a good job of getting to the basket. Thunderbirds are off and running a lot tonight. It's good to see that they're getting down the floor quick.
And you can definitely tell Hannigan wants to sort of force the issue there, getting into the lane, drawing some contact, racking up some fouls.
As you said earlier, fouls are becoming an issue here early on for Portage.
That makes it tough to climb out of a deficit if the other team is shooting free throws. Portage trailing 17-4, has the ball. Vera looking to drive. Nice look of drive. Little right-handed floater doesn't drop. Thunderbirds looking to run. Rivas' pass intended for Bauer is out of bounds. Turnover, Thunderbirds.
This is a good idea. That was one of those hustle turnovers. Carter.
Trying to make something happen.
Yep. Just trying to make something happen, like I said.
He's going to tell Brady he just needs to be faster.
That's right. I put it exactly where you should have been.
And Teeper's now extending the defense here. This has got the looks of a zone, like a 1-2-2, three-quarter court press. Yep. Navone on the dribble. He fires cross-court. Warfield penetrates. Right-handed kiss off the glass is good. Nice-looking drive and finish for Aiden Warfield. He comes in averaging 12.6 a game. That's his first bucket tonight. Warfield scored 7 here last season against the T-Birds. Carter Rivas gets another open look at a three from the top of the key. No good. Bear LaFever fetches the rebound, but it ends up in Porter's hands, and they're going to get Brady Bauer for a foul. No, I take it back. What do we got?
I think that's going to go.
Looks like it's going to the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I don't know if he was on the line there. I don't think they called a foul.
Hannigan returns, replacing Moon.
I think the Porter's player just stepped on the end line.
I think
there.
You might be right. And Kreisiger checks out. He is replaced by Brody Kayarts. Thunderbird basketball leading by 11. Under 11 minutes to go, first half. T-Birds couldn't quite get the handle on the ball here. It's getting thrown around, and Portage comes away with the loose ball. Here comes Vera. Looking to get all the way to the rim with a left-handed layup. That's good. His first basket of the game. And
sweet little behind-the-back dribble there.
Sure was. Portage has stopped the bleeding, and they've crawled back within 9 points. Dan Olson's going to return for the T-Birds at the next whistle. We're also going to see Wesley Kruger. Hannigan spins, shoots, just misses off the front of the rim. Knockreiner with the rebound. 10 minutes to go, Baraboo 17, Portage 8. Vera's going to stop and pop for three near the top of the key. Off the rim, no good. Bear LaFever snags the rebound. Hands to Hannigan. He fires up court to Bauer. Bauer kicks it back out to Hannigan. On the drive and the kick, Bear LaFever, right wing for three. That's another Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Bear LaFever's second triple of the first half.
LaFever feeling it tonight.
Indeed. He's got a fever. And the only cure is more three balls.
You know, I was just watching this Saturday Night Live special. They're celebrating the 50th year. Mm-hmm. And they had a whole episode on that.
On that one sketch. I watched that as well. There's only one prescription. So we got a foul on Isaiah Romano Thompson. Portage basketball. They trail 20-8. And you got to feel like it's only the first half, but this is kind of the danger zone here. Warriors need a quick response. Vera looking for a teammate. Kicks it out to Navone. Navone's looking to get all the way to the rim. He finds a lane but misses the shot. Olson grabs the rebound. Hannigan driving. Finds Bauer. Brilliant pass and finish from the left side with the right hand. Brady Bauer for two.
There was a good example there. That whole thing was set up by a very quick outlet pass by Dan Olson. And I don't think we've mentioned enough what a good passer he has developed.
He finds Hannigan or another guard immediately and gets it moving, no doubt.
And then Hannigan on the other end finding Brady Bauer wide open. Just nice fundamental execution by the Thunderbirds.
Portage on the previous possession would call for an offensive foul. They got Donovan Navone on that one. That charge is a turnover. Ball will go to the Thunderbirds. Chris Cuter wants us to know that he, too, has a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell. Nine minutes to go, first half.
Chris predicted a 20-point win tonight for the Thunderbirds.
He is looking smart at the moment. Carter Rivas gets another wide-open look at a three. Top of the key, bounces around the rim, and out. Rebound by Warfield.
Multiple opportunities for that one to go in.
For sure. The Thunderbirds are getting some good open looks at three. Portage basketball, they trail by 14. 8.5 to go, first half. Kreisiger drives and floats. That's a thing of beauty, a 7-foot floater. Max Kreisiger's first bucket. Warriors are into double figures, trailing 22-10. Hannigan drives, was looking to kick, but it's off the hands of Rivas. I don't think that was his intended target. He sort of ended up in the passing lane. It goes out of bounds to the Warriors. Turnover, Thunderbirds.
And the Thunderbirds continuing to put a little three-quarter court pressure on.
Thunderbirds come in averaging 14.5 turnovers a game, 12 assists per game. Looks like sort of a trap look here for the Thunderbirds. Portage breaks it without breaking a sweat.
It looks like the old diamond press.
But the T-Birds come away with a steal. Bear LaFever grabs a loose ball, finds Hannigan. Hannigan with a nice dish as he fell out of bounds. He found Brady Bauer, who kisses it off the glass for two.
Second time that combination has worked for the Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds are rolling. 24-10. There's a double team on the wing. Results in a steal. Dan Olson is there to steal the pass. He finds Rivas. He's up ahead for a layup. The wheels are coming off for the Warriors. Carter Rivas has five, and it's 26-10. A couple of Warriors waiting to check in.
And yet another example of Dan just seeing the floor and finding the open man.
The double team allowed him to jump into that passing lane, make the steal, and turn defense into offense. Warfield on the other end on the drive, misses the shot, but draws a foul. He's going to shoot a pair.
I think that's going to go against Carter.
So after the first free throw, we're going to see Johnny Moon check in along with a couple of Portage subs. Warriors in desperate need of a spark. First free throw is a swish. Warfield has three. So Moon replaces Bear Lefevre.
And that foul did go against Carter Rivas, his first Thunderbirds fourth foul overall.
Vera and Knockreiner return. They replace Kayarts and Kreisiger. Second free throw for Warfield in the air, and it bounces in. He goes 2 for 2. Warriors pull within 14. Baraboo basketball, Hannigan on the dribble. Finds Rivas. He wants to drive. Gets to the right block and scores in traffic. Carter Rivas doing it from inside and outside here in the first half.
7 points so far for Carter. He had such a quick step.
And there's a steal. Brady Bauer picks a pocket, gets his shot blocked, but there's a foul on the other end. So Brady Bauer with a steal leads to an offensive opportunity, and he'll shoot free throws. The Baraboo student section getting fired up. They have to like what they see here in the early going. Baraboo 28, Portage 12, under 7 minutes to go, first half. Bauer's first free throw is off the rim, no good. Navoni checks back in. I have to actually take it back. Navoni's checking out. He'll be replaced by Ricardo Yanez.
I think that's the first time we've called his name tonight.
It is indeed. Bauer's second free throw is in the air, and it's good. And he's going to come out of the game, replaced by Kalen Ruff. Kalen's first action tonight. Thunderbirds continue to roll out the 1-2-2 zone defense.
Lead up to 17 points now for the Thunderbirds.
Coach Fish throwing a little wrinkle at the Warriors here. Portage breaks the press. Vera's got the ball on the left wing. Hands to Warfield. Now it's Knockreiner. Picks up his dribble. Finds Vera.
Boy, nice defensive stand in this possession by the Thunderbirds.
Now Vera finds Kruger. Shooting from 5 feet out, no good. Who's going to grab that rebound? Hannigan comes away with the loose ball. They got a Warrior on the floor. Baird was going to try to take advantage. They got numbers. Ruff finds Moon in the corner for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Yanez. He finds Vera.
Not only did you have a Warrior on the floor, you had his teammate assisting him.
Assisting him, right. Kind of a 5-on-3. T-Bird's got the open shot, just didn't finish. Yanez on the dribble. He finds Warfield. Warriors looking for a good shot. They trail by 17. Vera's going to dribble it back out. Reset the half-court offense. T-Birds continue to play man-to-man defensively. Zone in the full court. Man-to-man in the half court. Vera gets all the way to the rim but can't finish. He's had a couple of good looks. Not go down here in the first half. Meanwhile, Hannigan looking to go all the way. His shot is blocked. Knockreiner with the swat. Yanez comes away with finds Warfield.
I think Alex was looking for a foul there, and I don't blame him.
And on the other end, there's Hannigan with a steal. He's going to fire all the way up court to Johnny Moon. He kicks out. Carter Rivas fakes the three, drives, shoots, misses, but draws a foul. Carter Rivas will shoot two.
And I think that foul is going to go against Warfield. He's kind of pleading his case down there, but I don't think he's going to win that argument. For Warfield, that's going to be his second foul, overall team eighth.
And these have been shooting fouls, but this is bonus territory for the T-Birds. Rivas misses the first. Got a couple of subs coming in for the Warriors. Kayarts, Navoni return, replacing Kruger and Yanez. Carter Rivas dribbles, shoots. His second free throw is a splash. He's had a strong first half.
Leading all scorers currently with 8 points.
Thunderbirds applying their zone pressure. Warriors able to get it across midcourt. There's a pass out of bounds off the T-Birds. Portage will keep it. 5 minutes on the nose. It's Baraboo 30, Portage 12. What a defensive effort. If you can hold an opponent to 12 points at this stage in the game, impressive work by the T-Birds.
Yeah, their off-the-ball defense has been really solid tonight.
And they're going to get Hannigan here for a bump as Vera tried to draw, tried to drive baseline.
That's going to be Alex's second.
That's one of the few worries I would think Coach Fish has how this is going. You don't want your point guard in foul trouble. Portage will inbound from the baseline.
And on cue.
Right on cue, Bear LaFever checks in, replacing Alex Hannigan. Now the luxury that Coach Fish and the Thunderbirds have is you got another capable point guard out there, Carter Rivas. Got a few guards out there who could handle the ball in Alex's absence. Things aren't going to grind to a halt without him on the floor. Vera looking to drive, dribbles off his foot. Portage recovers. That's Warfield out at the T-Bird logo. Under 5 minutes to go. Warfield in traffic. Shoots and draws a foul. He misses, but he's going to shoot two.
So that foul will go against Kalen Ruff. That's his first, the 16th foul.
Warriors not yet in the bonus, but they will be with the next Thunderbird foul. First free throw rims out for Portage. It's been that kind of night for them so far. Brady Bauer returns, and he's going to replace Ruff. Baraboo 30, Portage 12. Free throw is in the air and good. Warfield has five. Five of the Portage 13 points. Carter Rivas on the dribble. Stops and pops in a floater from 4 feet out. Carter Rivas with some penetration and a finish.
Well, and that was all set up by a real quick crossover dribble there. Carter kind of showing some of his fundamental skills.
The point guard who's like, I got a good idea. I'm just going to get to the rim. Warrior basketball trailing by 19. Warfield's got the ball at the logo, swings it over to K-Arts.
Again, the Thunderbird off the ball defense making it difficult for Portage.
There's Warfield on the right block. He's able to score over Rivas. He's been the bright spot for the Portage offense. Under 4 minutes
for Warfield.
32-15, Baraboo. Thunderbirds operating their half-court offense with patience. We've got the original starters out there with the exception of Hannigan, replaced by Moon, who took those two first half fouls. Brady Bauer looking to drive, kiss one off the glass from 7 feet out, no good. Rebound is tapped around. Navoni comes away with it.
Portage kind of sitting back and kind of sagging off on defense.
And now Navoni drives to the rim and draws a foul. Not a ton of urgency, at least at the moment.
No, that'll allow the Thunderbirds to work the clock a little bit here. That foul's going to go against Bauer. That's going to be his first.
And now both teams will be in the single bonus. Navoni misses the first free throw. Hannigan is going to return, replacing Moon. So Thunderbirds now have all five original starters back out on the floor. In addition to having some good looks not go down, the Warriors have not had a great night at the line so far.
They have not.
Navoni's second free throw. That's off as well. Rebound by Bauer. Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds lead 32-15. Ticking down to 3 minutes to go, first half. Rivas with a three from the left wing. That's a thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds, have a half. Carter Rivas, he's red hopped.
13 points right now for Carter.
Woo! 20-point lead for Baraboo, under 3 minutes left. Navoni's going to look to answer. He hits a three from the right wing.
Hannigan. Kind of sitting back in a 2-3 zone almost.
Daring the T-Birds to shoot. I guess
they've gotten sick of
the dribble penetration, maybe. Trying to force the T-Birds to hit some from beyond the arc. Brady Bauer's going to try just that from the right corner. Off the rim, no good. Navoni with the rebound.
I don't know, when you're down by that many points.
Navoni looking to go all the way. Shoots from the right block, misses. Dan Olsen grabs the rebound. Now Brady Bauer with a little reverse layup. No good. Portage grabs the rebound. They're going to get kind of a cheapie on Bear LaFever as he attempted to grab that rebound. 35-17. Baraboo with the lead.
So that'll be Bears first. No Thunderbirds in foul trouble, really. Hannigan has two.
And this is a one-and-one situation. 18 fouls. Sending Warfield to the line. He makes one, he'll earn another. He sinks it.
Hits the Niedermeyer.
He does indeed. Well, he comes in averaging 12.6 a game. He's on pace to best that here tonight. Second free throw. Sinks them both.
Warfield now has 9 for the Warriors.
Kreisiger returns. He replaces Warfield.
Coach, I have almost half of my our points.
Yeah, right.
Why are you taking me out?
What more do you want from me? 2 minutes to go. Thunderbirds lead 35-20. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell, thrilled to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network and the Civic Media mobile app.
Again, Portage sitting back in that zone.
And loose ball knocked away. It's going to stay with the Thunderbirds on the sideline. We've got a solid crowd here at Baraboo High School tonight. See this traditional rivalry. Of course, you hear back in the 60s what a big deal Baraboo versus Portage was on the hardwood. Hannigan kicks out to Lefevre, right wing for 3. A little too strong off the rim, but Dan Olson, speaking of strong, grabs a strong rebound. He wants to go back up with it. His shot attempt is off the mark, but Dan Olson draws a foul.
I think they're going to get Navone with that foul. Oh, no, that's going to go against Knockreiner.
So with that ninth team foul, T-Birds are going to be in double bonus territory in the next Portage foul with 1:41 to go here in the first half. An exemplary effort here in the first half from Baraboo. First free throw off the back iron, no good.
Dan's been a little quiet on the offensive end, but, you know, we talked about it earlier. His passing has set up quite a few points for the Thunderbirds.
And he's done some great work on the boards as well. Second free throw was good. And also we've seen Dan be quiet one half and explode the next.
Absolutely.
He's always
another one of those kids that we talked about early on, just providing some senior leadership.
Vera looking to hit a turnaround jumper. Rattles out, no good. Rivas comes away with the loose ball. Here come the T-Birds. Hannigan kicks it up court. Another three-point look for Brady Bauer. That's a thunderbolt. He finds Brady Bauer in the right corner, who drills a triple.
And it's Brady kind of quietly piling up the points as well here in the first half.
He sure is. 19-point lead. Sorry, partner, you were saying Brady's up to how many?
He's up to 9.
9 points. And there's another steal. Rivas looking to run. Gets a bump. That's going to be a two-shot foul. A little foul in transition, but with the Warriors on there racking up their 10th team foul, Carter Rivas is going to shoot 2. Oh, Knockreiner picks up another one just like that. Kruger is going to check in after this free throw. So is Johnny Moon for Baraboo. 1:02 to go. If Rivas sinks this free throw, it'll be a 20-point Baraboo advantage. He sinks it. Kruger replaces Knockreiner.
Carter adding to his impressive first point total, or first half point total. Now up to 14.
Moon replaces Hannigan.
Make
and Rivas sinks second free throw. You've got to have up to the second updates with Carter Rivas is scoring up to 15 in the first half. And there's another jumper. Little fade away from Elias Vera off the mark. Rivas driving, floating from 5 feet. No. Kruger with a strong rebound. He finds Navone. Navone's going to fire a 3 from the left wing. He hits nothing, but I think he might have hit in the hand of Lefevre. Nope, he didn't.
Nope. It'd be Baraboo
basketball.
It looked like it from here, but
what do we know? Yanez is going to return, replacing Navone.
Less than I want to admit.
Vera checks out as well, and I didn't see who came in. I think it might be Kreisiger.
Yeah, it was.
Baraboo basketball leading by 21 here in the final seconds of the first half. Thunderbirds, looks like they might be holding for the last shot.
Well, if they're going to sit back in that zone, might as well work the clock a little bit here at the end of the first half.
Dan Olson kicks out to Johnny Moon, left wing. Oh, his pass to Rivas leads to a steal and a run out. Wide open layup for Brody Kayarts for his first bucket. Thunderbird ball, 6 seconds left. Can they get a shot off? Bear Lefevre finds Dan Olson. Final seconds. Olson tries to score through traffic. doesn't get much of a shot off, and the half expires. Your halftime score, Baraboo 41, Portage 22. That reminds me, we forgot to mention the JV score. The Thunderbirds were victorious in the junior varsity matchup. It was Baraboo 57, Portage 40. We'll talk about the first half stats after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi. Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from VCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115.
It's 34 right now.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score of tonight's Thunderbird boys basketball game is Baraboo 41, Portage 22. I'll hand it over to John Gannell for the first half stats.
Well, first for Portage, they're led tonight by Aiden Warfield, who finished first half with 9 points. Michael Knockreiner finished with 4. Donovan Navone added 3 for the Warriors. And Max Kruzinger, Elias Vera, and Brody Kayarts all added a bucket for the Warriors, who finished the first half with 22 total points. On the other hand, the Thunderbirds finished with 41, led by Carter Rives, who had 15 points in the first half, Brady Bauer 9, Alex Hannigan 6, Bear Lefevre 6, Dan Olson 3, and Isaiah Romano-Thompson finished with 2 for the Thunderbirds.
Strong first half for the T-Birds. Like we mentioned, if there's one little complaint, it might be the struggle to keep the Warriors off the offensive boards at time, but the T-Birds' defense and offense have been efficient. They've been getting to the hole, they've been drawing fouls, and they've been hitting threes.
Yeah, I like the way that they're playing. You know, some of the turnovers they've had are because they're hustling, trying to make something happen. I like the way that they're running the floor, and again, I just want to point out that defensively, I think our off-the-ball defense has been super solid tonight, and it's making difficult for Portage really to get anything going.
Well, we'll get you all set up for the second half in just a couple of minutes on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
We are under 2 minutes to go to the second half of this Badger small conference clash between Baraboo and Portage. The halftime score, Thunderbirds 41, Warriors 22. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be alongside the big gun, John Gannell. A dominant first half effort for the Thunderbirds, partner.
It certainly was, and I expect more in the second half. I don't expect them to pull the reins tight. I got to tell you how much I enjoy coming back from halftime, and They crank up the Who's Baba O'Reilly and kind of gets you going. I don't know who selected that. I got to talk to Coach Fish about
that. It's funny,
that,
when that tune and its seemingly everlasting intro started, I was about to ask you, are you into the Who? And then I saw you jamming out. Yep, John Gannell's into the Who.
And I'm digging the White Stripes, too, a little
of
Seven
course,
Nation Army.
You can't go wrong with this. For those who don't know, my partner John Gannell is an enthusiast of classic rock of the first order.
Definitely.
And the master of the Immaculate Grid.
I did kind of promise we might talk a little obscure heavy metal from the 80s, but I don't know. There's not a lot of Wisconsin-based, you know, heavy metal bands that from
is
that era.
That is true.
You know, the two that I kind of think of, and one of them would probably be embarrassed if we called them a hair metal band, was a band called De Kreutzen from Milwaukee. Hmm. They were more or less a precursor to grunge. But
okay.
Moxie Rocks out of Milwaukee was also a classic metal band.
We are digging out some deep tracks, deep cuts. We're just about ready to go here. Second half, Thunderbirds looking to build on a 19-point halftime lead. Carter Rivas did the bulk of the damage with a whopping 15 first-half points. He's looking to inbound from the sideline. Get the ball over to Alex Hannigan. Alex picked up two first-half fouls. He starts the second half. He's got the basketball. Thunderbirds come out, setting up their half-court offense, and the Warriors have switched. I shouldn't say switched. They showed some zone in the first half as well, but they're coming out playing zone defensively. It looks like a 1-2-2. And there's the three ball from Carter Rivas, and that's another thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas picking up where he left off in the first half.
Sending the message that he's not done yet.
You might want to pull the zone out on Carter Rivas beyond the arc. Portage looks to answer, but there's a dribble off a foot. Loose ball. Bear Lefevre comes up with it. Alex Hannigan wants to push. A brilliant feed. Finds Dan Olsen for a layup on the left side. A sweet dish from Alex Hannigan and a fine finish from Dan Olsen. He has five.
And the Thunderbirds continue their pressure, and it leads to another turnover.
Dan Olsen with a steal in midcourt. The big fella with the steal and the finish with a lefty flip off the glass. Thunderbirds with a 7-0 start to the second half. Thunderbirds showing zone three-quarter court defense after a made bucket. They've got Portage trapped. He's going to throw one off the Thunderbirds' legs and reset the offense.
Boy, and he was in trouble there, but there were three Baraboo defenders plus the end line there. Mm-hmm. Keep him in check.
And there's a pass knocked out of bounds. Carter Rivas hopping into the passing lane. It's off his hand. It'll stay with Portage. Warriors struggling to get anything going here in the second half. Nadalski kicks it out to Vera. He picks up his dribble. Another floater. Off the mark. And it looked like a strong rebound for Knockreiner, but instead I think that might be foul number three.
I think you're right. And it is.
Baraboo basketball on the turnover. Thunderbirds leading by 26 in the early going of the second half.
You know, despite the fact there were a lot of team fouls in the first half, no one in foul trouble in particular until now.
Right. They've been well distributed. Speaking of